This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Grid for Good with National Grid.
Hi guys, Marina Ventura here. Have you ever dived into a dilemma? A dilemma's like a difficult choice. They can be tricky. A bit more tricky than, say, choosing what to have for breakfast or what DVD to watch online. Imagine getting an invite to your best friend's birthday party, but it's on the same day as your granny's 80th and there's a big family dinner for that. It might be quite hard to choose which to go to. After all, you don't want to upset Gran. Or miss out on the party. So, what should we do, Map App?
Sorry, there isn't one right answer.
That's the thing about dilemmas. By choosing either option, there will be a benefit, but also something you don't want. Energy companies like National Grid, who transport our energy, and others are attending a global climate change conference called COP26, where there's some major dilemmas that politicians have to crunch as they try to make their countries take steps to stop the harmful impact of climate change. So what sort of conundrums are they thinking about, MapApp?
Well, one major conundrum is deciding which source of energy we should be using.
Well, it's renewables all the way, isn't it? And ditching yucky fossil fuel and nuclear power, right?
Not quite. Fossil fuels are reliable, and nuclear power can make carbon-free and very cheap electricity. But you're right in that fossil fuels pollute and radioactive waste is dangerous and more complicated to look after. Wind and solar energy are clean and cheap to run. But it's not always windy or sunny. Using the oceans to generate wave or tidal generators can produce a lot of energy. But they're expensive to set up and can harm marine or other animal life.
So what's the right answer? Which one or what combination should we choose?
Once again, there just isn't one right answer. There are lots of things to take into account, and it will take time to find all the right answers and develop new technology that can create a cleaner and greener world.
So, what's the solution?
Well, it helps to set priorities. That means deciding what things you think are important. National Grid is closely involved with dilemmas relating to energy and climate change. Their job is to get the energy we use from its source and carry it around the country to where it's needed, our towns and cities, industrial areas, and transport links. They have three key aims. The energy we use needs to be clean to protect the environment and reduce emissions to help tackle climate change. The way energy is used needs to be fair. It's got to be something everyone can make use of, not just people in a particular part of the country or who use electricity at particular times. And thirdly, energy must be affordable. Without energy, we can't heat our homes or cook our food or travel the length and breadth of the country. It's something we all need, however much money we have. By keeping these three priorities as a compass, National Grid can navigate some of the difficult decisions around the way we reduce emissions and do their part to help stop the negative impact on the planet.
Amazing! It's so important because climate change impacts every single person around the world, and we all need to do our part.
Grid for Good. Find out more about National Grid and how Grid for Good is helping tackle climate change at funkidslive.com/nationalgrid.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.